Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Tet, and it's long daf, but it's sugas we've seen before, meaning Ketubot, Sanhedrin. You'll see that should all be familiar. So we're going to go a little bit faster than normal, not too fast, obviously, but you'll see how we go. Let's go. Shvuat Eidot. The first thing is to understand the Shvuat Eidot. This is another type of shvuah. That is someone who makes a shvuah, meaning he was prompted to say, "Come testify for me." And the Eidot that the person or these individuals or two people, I should say, the Eidim would have provided would have enabled this person to claim money. And they swear that they do not know about it falsely, they would have to bring another korban. This is what's called a Shvuat Eidot. Only the people of Kosh Kashal Eidot. So therefore, only men, not women. Rachokim velo krovim, only if they're not related, because otherwise a Pasul Eidot. Ksherim velo psulim, they have to be Kashal Eidot, not Pasul Eidot. For example, one of the like Nesachke Kubia, Mefrachri Onim, all the different Psula Eidot, or a king, for example, as well. Ve'ino also has to be someone's Ro'ila'id. So Psulim, sorry, let me go back again. Ro'ila'id is those ones I just mentioned. The case of Psulim would be those that are, example, Kohen Chai V'mitot or Skila or Gazlan, or these individuals that are Pasul Min HaTorah. Okay, so these are the different people that are not Ro'ila'id. The Shvuot Eid will not apply. Meaning, if it's in front of Beit Din or not in front of Beit Din, if they volunteered it. Also, when it comes to piachirim, meaning prompted by somebody saying, "Do you swear?" and he said, "Yes," that would only be in front of Beit Din. We'll have to understand how that works. That's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Whether it is prompted by other people or volunteered is only chiyuv for. If he makes his shvuah in front of Beit Din, but not if it was outside Beit Din. We'll discuss that as well. Chayv if he deliberately swore falsely, v'al shigegata, im zadon ha'edut, or he wasn't the shogeg we're talking about. He wasn't aware that he'd be chayv a korban for this, but he was zadon ha'edut. He definitely knew the testimony. He was just lying. If, however, it was mamash b'shogeg that he forgot. That he knew this Eidot, then he wouldn't be chayev. Umar chayev, why would he be? What would be chayev al zedonah? He'd bring this once again, this special korban ole v'yored. Let's now learn the Gemara. Shvuat Eidot. So sirim, what's a miut of sirim? Mushnei sirim. This brings us back to Masechta Yoma, this sugya. So again, we saw this in the whole sugya in Yoma. It says v'lakach et shnei sirim ve'emir otam lifnei Hashem petach. So the two sirim, sorry, finish the pasuk petach ol moed. Well, Sirim applies to. Why does it? Miud Sirim Mishnaim, Ma Tobel Mishnaim, Shu Shavim. If you remember, we learned Masechta Yoma, the mitzvah is that the two Sirim should be similar or same in their height, appearance, stature, price, etc. Again, it's on Ma'akev, but that's what ideally it should be. Kvasim, also Shnei Kvasim, that is by the Korban Tamid and also by the Metzora's Korban. It says, Miud Kvasim is also Shnaim, you can Ma Tobel Mishnaim, same Drash, Shneim Shavim. Tziporim, when it comes to Tziporim Metzora, part of his Tara process. Miut Tziporim is also Shnayim. Why do I have to say Shnei Tziporim? So it says, Im ken matam lama Shtei, sorry, Shiyu Shneim Shavim, they have to be the same. Chatzotzor, again, Shtei Chatzotzor, Miut Chatzotzor Shtayim, Im ken matam lama Shtei, Shiyu Shteim Shtavot. Okay, fine. Having just said that any time it says Shtei, it seems to imply they have to be identical, the old Heitiv, Rab Chagai, Kamei Rab Yossi, Vakti, Vamdu Shnei Anashim. This is referring to two Balei Dinim coming to do a, have a din. Now, why does it say Vamdu Shnei Anashim? Me'atzah, you're trying to say that only people who come to Beit Din Anashim, that Miut Shnayim Mishnayim, Shnei that should be identical. Ba'aktiv, that's not true. Lotzate Mishpat Ger Yatom, Hare Matzinu Ger Dan Imish Ger. We're talking about distorting judgment in the case we've got a Ger and a not a Ger, or Yatom and a not a Yatom, implying that they don't have to be identical. Once again, so Haratino dan ger dan ger dan misha'eno ger yatom dan misha'eno yatom. Orphan is able to stand in judgment with come to baiting with someone who's not a yatom. Almana, a widow im gives the change we had in Yoma is misha'eno almana or bala baal im ken matom alama shnei. If that's the case, what is the shnei doing? It can't mean it means it has to be identical because that's just not true when it comes to dinin. So what does shnei mean? It's mufne. It is, if you like, left aside, meaning it's unused. Lahakish to create akesh to gzer shava, I should say. La'adunah megzer shava. Ne'emar kan shnei b'ne'emar halan v'yishru shnei anashim b'machaneh. There it's clearly anashim. Malan anashim v'lo nashim. Just as there it's men and not women, kushnanashim veloktanim are also not minors. Afkan, so too, anashim velo nashim veloktanim. Also, so too, here it is men and not women and not ktanim. So, hare la manu, you see from here, if we're talking about Edim, she'ena isha me'ida, that's how we had it in Yoma. Me'ata also, eina ish dan, aisha dana. And the way the Reb Chaim explained it there is because kol she'eino kasher ladun, eid ein kasher ladun. So that symmetry needs to be maintained, and that's how you learn Isha is not able to. Now, at the time, if you remember, we brought this a few times already. What about Devorah? She was a shofetet, right? So how does that understand Devorah? If you remember, the answer brought there is either it was a yotzim and a klal pi dibur, or she wasn't acting as a dayan. She was basically instructing the dayanim, a bit like, if you like, we say when it comes to Metzora, that the so tzara'at, sorry, that a kohen has to say tamei tahor, but if he doesn't know what to do, someone can instruct him and say, you say tahor, you say tamei. Okay, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun Rav Huna says, by the way, the Korban Eda sort of has this flow slightly differently. He says, he keeps it, he says, Dana, how do you know she's not Mida? And more like a question or just a statement. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun says, Rav Huna says, b'shem Rav Yossi. Now, if you have a look at the Korban Eda, he changes the girsa to make it like, if you like, Yoma. Now, I'll read inside. Ne'emar kan shnei al, as in al pi shnei ma'idin. Ve'ne'emar lan vishu shnei anashim me'achaneh. Ma shnei shnei ma'alan anashim velo nashim. Same type of thing. Af shnei shnei ma'ar kan anashim velo nashim. Velo k'tani. Im ken. So in other words, he learns it from a different pasuk. Which is, sorry, al pi shnei ma'idin. Not from this other that pasuk or v'yamdu shnei anashim. So what is this? Therefore, ne'emar kan v'yamdu shnei anashim. What's the shnei anashim doing here in our case? So go back to the Gemara. So in other words, it's if you say it's mufni for what purpose? In other words, initially we said the shnei can't mean identical. Therefore, to teach us that it's only anashim v'lo nashim v'ktanim. But now Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no, actually we learn it from a different gzeres shav of shnei shnei, and we're still left with our original shnei v'yamdu shnei anashim as mufni, as left as free. So it says, Shloye echad omed v'echad yoshev, echad medaber kol tzocho, the olechad omer katzeh dvarecha. In other words, there has to be equal treatment of the balei dinim, because again, the simple understanding is referring to the balei dinim here, not the edim, the balei people coming before the in judgment. So in other words, you one it can't be that one stands, one sits, one's allowed to speak his word, another one is say keep it short. You can't have one that, sorry, you cannot have one that you're treating nicely, another one you're being a bit harsh with. Amrav Yudin Shemach Imratza Dain Lo Shivet Shnehem. Even it says V'yamdu, again understanding V'yamdu here, despite the fact it says they have to stand. Imratza Dain Im Lo Shivet Shnehem. If the Dayan says you can both sit, Moshiv they can sit. What's Asur Shloya Amozeh Omed Bizo Yoshev. Say one to sit, one to stand. One you say speak as much as you like, and the one says keep it short. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omer lo, you say lavush kishem hu lavush lavush. If someone comes in very fancy clothing, which by the way seems to be recommended when you come to court, you got to look presentable, and the other one is unable to do that in a Jewish court, we say okay, either dress like your friend or buy clothes like your counterpart. Of the same standard. So there is a even, if you like, playing field for the Balei Dinim. So Rabbi Abba says, B'shem Rav, Tzrichim Ha'edim liyot Shem'edim. So interesting here, it says, Ma'atam, what's the source? We know that Edim have to stand when they give Edut. V'yamdu Shnei Anashim. In other words, he understands the Pasuk, V'yamdu Shnei Anashim, doesn't refer to the Balei Dinim, but rather refers to the Edim. Let's continue. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rav, O'af, Anidunim Omdim B'shat, the Girsa change we had, by the way, here in Yerushalm is the Dinam. So there's a bit of a discussion here, whether because here it says Edutam. So the Baladim have to stand in Yomar seem to say that to stand at the time the Dinam are going to give their final judgment. Here it seems to suggest if you keep the Girsa at the time the Edim are testifying as well. Interestingly, whether you change the Girsa here or not, but well, that's a matter of further discussion. Let's continue. As it says, Matam, what's the reason? Amalahem, Asherahem, Hariv, Lifnei Asher. In other words, those that have the Riv have to stand. Okay, Bamashima Elu Aidim. And also, I'll show you the Korban the Korban Edict says, "V'havadei b'baladim asher le'emarei v'zdefei yem v'achikam akra v'amdu shnehen hashim who has to stand there the edim v'gam atoshem la'ariv also have to stand as well v'yem enodim yamdu b'shat edutan." Okay, yafe. Let's continue. K'tiv lo yimtu avot al banim. Now the pasuk, full pasuk, says that the lo yimtu. It says lo yimtu avot al banim or banim lo yimtu al avot asher becheto ish becheto yimatu. So if the rest of the pasuk says that we know that a person can only be killed for his own averas and not the averas of his father, what does it mean that loyim to avot abanim? It seems to be superfluous. We already know a person can only be punished for his own sins and not the sins of his fathers or the sins of his children. So matam adav loyim to avot abanim ela shloyim to banim be'edut avot. That's where you learn the psula edut for someone who's a karov, that a child can't be killed by its own testimony, the father of Avot be'edot banim. So mikan you see shelo you are edim krovim leidom. That's where you see the source of edim can't be related to the bali dinim, or the person is about to be tried. So then, give us a change here to, the Korban Edict says, uminayin shelo you are edim krovim ze laze. I'm just changing gears, you see, as we go along. How do we know that edim cannot be related to one another? Hagabatz macha, she'im huzamecha, let's say, we've seen this, I think, in Sanhedrin, this sugya. If one of them becomes an edzomem, can he be killed? Klum ne'rag, he can't be killed. Ad yom chavero, only if the other aid is also found to be edzomem. So im amer at ken, if you allow the two aiding to related to one another, lo yeh ne'rag al piv, it would effectively be that one of the edzomem will be killed because of the other one who's also found to be edzomem. Uminay shlo yu aidim krovim ladainim. How do you know the aidim can't be related to the dainim? If they're found to be eating zomemim, then lomipim naragim, the dainim will find them guilty and have to be killed in a case of obviously a capital case. So therefore, you see, we've learned here that they can't be related to the people on trial. The eating can't be related to one another, and they also can't be related to the dainim. We've learned all those things. Let's continue. I don't know the dainim can't be related to one another. So Amra Torah Haroga Pi Edim Haroga Pi Dainim. This is a hekesh. The Edim effectively calls someone to die, and so do the Dainim. Ma Edim Krov Inan Krov Zelaze. Just the Edim can't be related to one another. Af Dainim can as well. Now Einli Ela Avot Obanim. All we've mentioned the pasuk is a father and child relationship. Shar Krov. How do you know that brothers can't be Edim or can't be related to the like one Edim one Dayan? So if you have, the pasuk, it says, loyim tu avot abanim, ubanim loyim tu alavot. That seems to be superfluous. That's double lashon. So therefore, that's the remarabe all other, if you like, is akrobim. So once again, we've seen this discussion more so in Ezekiel. It says, ad kuna makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva, who's doresh that kfilut lashon, the double language. Rabbi Shmuel that says, do dibra torah klashon b'nei adam. Tani Rabbi Shmuel v'shaftua eida. So where does he learn from him? V'shua beina makeh. Shloti eida krarov lemakeh v'lo lemuka. So just to explain this one. Here it says, v'shua deida beina makeh. Ubein, importantly, the goel adam. You have to know the rest of the pasuk. So isal kadesh anem mutarim liot krovim. If you think, I'm reading the Korban Edict, that you think the dayanim can be close to the krovim, the dayanim can be close, if you like, the linonim. It might be that the dayanim will be the goel adam. V'ein danin ela lemakeh v'lo lo goel adam. V'kra ka'amashu shoftim bein makeh bein goel adam aval lo lemakeh lechud, not lemakeh alone. Shma mina ba'inan shlo yashoftim krovim lo lemakeh v'lo makeh. So you see quite clearly from the case where we don't want a situation where the dayan can be a goel adam for the horeg, so therefore that's why Hibim Marabe all other krovim as well, that in the definition of would be goel adam. So Abra Yossi im omer at krovim le nika nitzar beitin. This is explaining beitin goel adam michan shalom again krovim le nidunim. Fine, let's continue. Minayin shlo ya edim krovim le nidunim. How do the edim can't be, if you like, this is working with Rabbi Shmuel, because if you remember, with this whole sugya before, it was Rabbi Akiva. Now we're looking at Rabbi Shmuel. How do the Eidim can't be close to the people on trial? So, the Balei Dinim. So, Amar Torah Harog Al Pi Eidim, Harog Al Pi Dainim. Just as the Dainim can't be close to the Nidim, after Eidim also can't be Krovim. Okay, that's how he understands it. Meaning we learn from the Eidim from the Dayanim. Just Dayanim from the previous pasuk we said can't be close to the Nidonim, so because again there can't be a kind of situation that could possibly be a Goel Adam. So too, they can't be close to the Eidim can't be as well because we learn the Hekesh. So now a bit of a girsa change once again. Korban Eder says, Eidim krovim the Eidim therefore cannot be related to one another. And we apply the same svar as we applied above when we were dealing with Rabbi Akiva's Derech. That you can't, if one's found to be Edzomim, is not killed unless the other one, Eid, is found to be Edzomim. And once he is, affect the first Eid will be killed as a result of the second. And therefore, you're having a situation where a Karov is killing a Karov, as we said. Now, this says, Imken, Eidim can't be close to relatives. So the same type of svara we bought before. If the Eidim are found to be false, then the Dayanim are going to kill them, and therefore you run into the problem. Okay, now let's go back to that was okay. So the first part of the shiur was Masechta Yoma. The next part of the shiur is from Masechta Sanhedrin. This part now let's go back to our, if you like, discussion on Eidot, Shvuot Eidot. So let's continue. Ksherim v'lo psulim. So minayin, how do you know for Shvuot Eidot Yonin Chayv Shvuot Eidot Fetz Kasher Ed? Minayin, because im lo yagiv v'nasa avono. The bearing the nasa avono seems to imply et shemagid v'chabero m'shalem. Only, in other words, it's the refraining from what he's doing is preventing his friend from collecting his money. Mashma, it's only Eidim that could have that effect. V'chabero yatsa psul. If someone is possibly could testify all his life, they're not going to listen. So that's why that one is not included. Let's continue. Bifnei beitin. Bifnei beitin. That's a good change. What if they said, look, we accept you as being like two witnesses? Yachol, in that situation, if that guy swears, would he be chayev tamalama? Hu ed or ra'ah or yada im lo yagid v'nasav or no? So the important thing is v'hu ed, meaning he is a perfect prototype ed, not someone by like pshara. So therefore, et shekvari id eidot Torah, only someone could be at eidot Torah, meaning have to be shtei edim, yatsa echad she'enu kasher le'id. But if someone is on his own and he makes his shvuot eidot, he would not be chayev. Let's continue. Shelo bifnei beitin im lo yagid v'nasa avono, meaning makom shemegid v'chaveru meshalem mamon yatzah chutz lebeitin afilu megid ein chaveru meshalem. So that's why when it comes to Shvuot Eidot, and he makes, how do we know that if he makes Shvuot Eidot not in front of beitin, he would be patur? Because again, it's only in the makom where his being actually magid is going to say, is going to actually have an effect, meaning to take out mamon, that's where he'd be chayev. And therefore, importantly, if he said outside Beitin, he can actually chozer. If he says, I don't know, he can say, actually, no, I do know. Because you'll see later on, if he said in front of Beitin, I don't know, he can't chozer. And that's going to be important for later on. Let's continue. Uminain l'shnei edim. How do we know you need two edim? How do we know? In other words, the whole thing for hu ed, before we said, is mashma de kasha le'edut in Beitin. Proper edim. So how do we know Eid implies two? So it says Lishne Tamaloma Bahu Eid. If I raise Shnaim, can Shnaim? So Karebi Shmala would say Tamar Komakomshinimar Ed Stam. Always when it says Ed Stam, Haru Bechla Shnaim, Achibu Chakov Echad, as we've seen before many times. Echshtach Tani found a brighter said, Rabbi Shmala says Shnei Edim. Okay, let's continue. Echad, what if one person swore they didn't know in Eidos? We said it's not Chai Mishum Shvor Eidot. However, Maushu Chayiv al Mishum Shvuah Pitui. Would he now be Chayiv Mishum Shvuah Pitui? Meaning the original Shvuah we've been discussing about, saying I did eat or I didn't eat. So he says, I don't know any Eidut. Is that like a Shvuah Pitui, like saying I didn't eat? Would he be Chayiv now, for example, Maize in Malkut and Shogeg would be Chayiv a Korba? So Efshar Lomar, so Gemara says, what are you talking about? But one second, in this situation, if someone else would come along, and also then he that would now mechayev the original person, this shvuat eidut, because now that there's a second aid by him denying it, it's effectively this is the eidut that he's denying would have been able to extract funds. So you're trying to say mishum shvuat eidut va'at mechayev. Now you want to. And then what will happen? You're going to mechayev mishvot eidut v'ad mechayev mishvot pitui. That's impossible. You can't mechayev between both. The Torah says Eidot in that situation, not Ketuvot Bitui. So that's why we say if an Eid Echad, let's say, do you swear and say, I don't know what you're talking about, he wouldn't be chayev Ketuvot Bitui because, as we've just said, the potential that could turn into a Shvuot Eidot. Let's continue. Karov, ma'u shechayev alav mishum bitui. What about a Karov? What about a relative? You said he's not chayev mishum Shvuot Eidot, but what about Mishum Bitui? Amazing. I don't know about the Nether Testimony. He swears. So, yeah, the card, look at the phone. The Amar Rav B'Shem Shmuel, we've seen Shmuel a few times. Shvua Shantan Ploni La Ploni Min Itzah Shalom Natan. If someone says, I want to come here, Shvua, he swears that, again, Shimon gave Levi a certain object, and would it be Chayv Shmuel Bitui? And he says, because Enu La'atid, Enu La'var, because he can't make a Shvua that Shimon will give Levi something, because that's something out of his control, therefore it doesn't count as Shvua going in the past. So therefore, the first Havamina is since he can't make a Shvuah that he will testify, because he can't testify, therefore denial of testimony going in the past, well, doesn't, also wouldn't be Shvuah Bitui. That's Havamina. So if relative that makes a Shvuah doesn't know any Eidot, it wouldn't be Chayv Mishum Bitui, because again, of the breaking the symmetry. However, another potential answer, again, the gears of change we have in Sanhedrin here is or Kahada. You can look it the other way. Eichan Shori, someone says, where's my ox? Amar lo, and the person, this is a Shomer, says, Eini yodea, ma atzachli. I don't know what you're talking about. Hu shemet o nishpa o avad. And one of these things happened. Mashpiach ani v'amar amein patur. Now, it's important to understand in this situation. I'll show you the Korbaneda. He says this is a case of Shvuah Pikadon. Really, this is talking about he's speaking to a Shomer Chinam. And importantly, in this situation with a Shomer Chinam, he's patur in all those situations anyway. So if he says, I don't know what you're talking about, he's denying he's having possession. Really, he had it, but he would have been patur anyway. Therefore, it's not Shvuah Pikadon because the fact that he lied to Mashvo didn't really affect the Chiyuv of Mamun whatsoever. He would have been patur anyway. So the Gemara says, because again, Shvuot Pikadon is another type of Shvuot we haven't seen yet, where someone denies having something in his possession that belongs to somebody else, and he would have to give it to them. So in that, the Gemara now says, Rav Poter Mishum Shvuot Pikadon. Rav says, he's Patur Shvuot Pikadon, that's fine. Umechayev Mishum Shvuot Bitui. Just, it's in that situation, the Chayev Mishum Bitui in this situation. So I just showed the Korban Eidah. He says, Kevan Shuhu Balav Vehen Chayev Mishum Bitui. So it seems to be the understanding according to Rav, he doesn't need that symmetry. Seems to be not like Shmuel. That's a simple understanding of Rav. He doesn't need that symmetry, therefore, maybe the relative would be Chayim Shum Bitui. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Nachash Mitzvah Rafiso. This is a different din now. Meaning, if a Shomer, since it's a Shomer, sorry, not different. This is still explaining. In the case of a Shvuah Pikadon, if he lies in a situation, wouldn't mechayiv him a Shvuah Pikadon because patur anyway. Rav says he is chayiv mishum bitui. However, Rav Yochanan says no. In that case, situation, he's still not chayiv mishum bitui. Why? Because it's a mitzvah lafiso. He's almost mechuyev to do that. Einu chayiv ala mishum bitui. Now, why is that? Because when the pasuk says nefesh im tishava. With respect to Shvuah Bitui, it means he voluntarily wants to do it. In this situation with a Shomer, he is almost it's a mitzvah to do so. There, so you can't. It's out of the bounds of the scope of im, like if he wants to make a Shvuah. That's what he explains. However, that's a Rav, changing gears to Rav. Ein mitzvah lafiso, it's not a mitzvah lafiso. Mefaisu ala mef, ein mefaisu ala sheker. Meaning, I read the Korban Eidah. He says no. It's not a mitzvah to stun, like make the other person happy. The whole point of making a shvuah is to clarify the truth. If he lies, then it is not considered a shvuah bitui. And if sorry, so ela, sorry, it's not. It's then it would be considered shvuah bitui. So I must eno ela shvuah bitui. And ki tishava balashon deha min sharei harbe nishpina pibeit. Fine, beseder. So ki tishava is, he understands differently. Beseder. Let's continue. Rebbe, now, Tane Rebbe Yishmael, like deha is kasher. So anyway, let's continue. Tani, Rebbe Yishmael says as follows. V'nasa, it's up to, yes. Nasa avono, This is a source. Now, bearing a sin seems to imply his chayv of korban. That's where learn a chayv of korban for this shvuat edut. Back to shvuat edut. So minalan, how do we know that it has to be in front of Beit Din? Because hagadah, hagadah. Meaning, again, the pasuk v'nefesh ki techa shma kol alav v'hu, etc. Lo yagid v'nasav ono. That's by the shvuat edut. And also says, Vatit api bayna she yagidu lecha. So it's in front of Beit Din. Ma hagadash ne'amah lahalan v'Beit Din, af kan v'Beit Din. Okay, now this sugya we're going to say now, we saw in Masechet Ketubot and also in Sota. So let's continue. And I'll bring the perushim we brought, if you like, Reb Chaim, as we go through it, as I've done a few times. Let's continue. Ein mekablin eidut, ele im ra'u shneim ke'echad. You can only mekabel eidut if the two people see the eidut at the same time. Reb Yishua ben Karcha says, afilu ze'achar ze. Now, to explain the ze'achar ze, the way Reb Chaim explained this back in Ketubot, is that what it means is, let's say someone borrowed money from, like Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on $100 on a Sunday. And then on Monday, he also borrowed $100 on the borrowed money from Shimon. I think I got it. You know, the same person, same lot, the same sum of money on two different days. Now we've got one aid on date on Sunday and one aid on Monday. According to the first opinion, well, there's two different halvaot. How can that can't combine? So you've only got one aid on each halva. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, he says, granted, it's two different halvaot. But they're both at least testifying together that Reuven owes Shimon 100. That sum of money being owed. That's what the debate seems to be about. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Yitzchak b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, she'amar b'shem Rav. Modim, they both agree, however, Chacham Rabbi Yoshua, that they can combine. That is, Yishua ben Kocha, be'edut b'chora. The Eidu Bechora means, Reb Chaim said at the time, for example, a father said, this is my son of Bechor. Because again, they're both testifying now about the same person. The debate before was because it was two separate loans, but the same sum of a chiyuv. But when it comes to Bechor on two different days, big deal, the same Bechor. The Eide Chazaka. Now, Eide Chazaka, Korban explains it one way, but we won't explain it that way because we said the same problem last time because of the end of the Sukkah. But the way Reb Chaim explains it is referring to a Kinyan Chazaka. For example, they saw that one aid saw that he locked the gate on day number one, on Sunday. Another aid saw he locked the gate on Monday. Now, since it's the same field, and two aidim saying it did a Masek like a Kinyan Chazaka, therefore that would be sufficient to combine. Everyone agrees. Again, let's continue. Rabba says, B'shem Rabbi Yibra, after Eidim Simanim can. Also, Eidim Simanim as well, to know if someone is, this person, this, if this, I think it was a girl last time, that if she is a Gdola, okay? Or Gadol. Can't remember if it's a Gadol or Gdola. I think I made the same mistake last time. I'm talking about a man or a girl. Yeah, it sounds to be, according to, so the Korban Eidim, talking about a male. Any event, we're trying to work out if someone is an adult or not. And you need shtei sarot, two pubic hairs, to know if the person is a gadol. So pshita, the Gemara says, mahara pshita, b'sheze omer ha'iti shtei sarot b'gabo, v'ze omer ha'shitze sarot b'gabo, gives a change here. If you got one aid that says, or two stairs towards the back. Now, the machlokes is actually on the back or towards the back. Let's say towards the back. Towards the back, sarot b'gabo, v'chad omer ha'iti shtei sarot b'gabo. So both are testifying about two hairs on the back. So obviously the mitzvah, there's no question. The chadomera iti, well, if you've got another kisra, right, the chadomera iti se'ara echat begabo, the chadomera siti echat bekriso, look all more. If you've got one aid that says I saw a hair on the back, and the other aid said I saw a hair on the front, towards the front, well, that is, there's pshita, they're not mitzvah. Because you've got one aid on a chatzidavar, one on another chatzidavar, obviously not mitzvah. How, and Kol Shekin, if they're talking about they both see only one hair on the back, we're choshish, obviously they're not mitzdareth, because then clearly it is, the concern is that they're seeing the same hair. However, what happens? Shneim omrim ra'inu se'ara echad begabo, v'shneim omrim ra'inu se'ara echad bekreso. Well, if you've got two witnesses saying, we saw, both of them say, we saw one hair towards the back, and shneim remember to say, we saw two hairs towards the front. Rabbi Yossi bar Abum, Rabbi Shai bar Rav Shimi says, Chadamar, or Shammai, sorry, Chadamar Pasul, the Chadamar Kasher. So, Manamar Pasul, the one that says Pasul, is because each of these two witnesses are only made on Chatzidavar. Two witnesses on the back say one hair. That's chassid davar. We need the two simanim to make today this person's a gadol. And so therefore, and same with the two in the front. So they're caught mitzdaref. Havamanda amar kasher ani omer shema nishra. Now to explain this, the way Reb Chaim explained it is a bit, the Qumran explains it quite differently. But I'll explain Reb Chaim like we explained in the last few times we saw the sugya. He says is that it's impossible that a pair of witnesses can see the full siman at the front and the back. Because if they look at the back and they go to the front to see the other siman, the back one may have fallen out. And you need to see the two simanim at the same, they have to be edus that they were there at the same time to say this person is a gadol. So therefore, when in other words, you need a pair of witnesses at the front and at the back to do this whole thing at the same time. And therefore, since it's impossible to see the whole thing, it's not considered chatzi davar anymore. The two witnesses see the one siman at the back, it's considered that may eat on the entire davar because that's all within the capacity to see. And it's impossible for them to see the whole thing. That's why they're mitzdaref. Okay, let's continue. What if once we got one witness that says, I saw two in the back, another witness says, I see two in the front? So this seems to be very similar, if you like, to what we said before. One person said, I saw, like, it, are we like the machloket, if you like, about halva'ah, meaning. One aide says I saw the loan on Sunday. The other said a loan on Monday. Not the same halva'ah, but it's still the same sum of money. However, Rabba Amar says divrei hakol kasher. It's all the same. Why? Because it's not two separate loans. We're dealing with the same person. So you've got one witness said I saw two on the back. One witness says two on the front. They commit starf. Everyone agrees that. But Chagel Amar divrei hakol pasul. No, this is like two separate loans. So therefore, it's going to be the same. The Rabbi Yossi's machloket is going to be, if you like, the machloket. However, Rabbi Chaya says in that situation, divrei hakol pasul, and we'll have to understand his opinion in a minute. So Rabbi Yossi says, actually, this is machloket, meaning machloket we saw between, once again, the Chachamim and Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, regarding, again, the loan on Monday, the loan on one saw the loan on Sunday, one saw the loan on Monday, whether they can meet staref or not, because the sum is the same, is the same machloket here regarding one witness that saw the two hairs on the back and one witness that saw the two hairs on the front. Because if it's machlok, it seems to be the same thing because two different hairs, two different loans, but it's the same, if you like, same sum of money, same sum of hairs, same sum of machlok. Again, to go back, Rabbah says, no, it's kasher because it's the same individual. How the Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chagai, ha Rabbi Yehuda Savar Kavati. He said, "Rechagai, Rabbi Yehuda also me." So Amar le'arabei anapalig. I argue on your Rabbi. Kosher can I argue on you? So Amar Rabbi Yana, actually, in this situation, it makes a lot of sense according to Rabbi Chagai. Why? Ilu shtar she mechutam ba'arba chotamot. If you have a shtar that has, if you like, four signatures, zeh me'id al shnayim v'zeh me'id al shnayim, and you got one person's mekayim two of the signatures and one to mekayim the two of the signatures, the karal of ir'er, and there's a rejection regarding this shtar, shema klumhu. Is this a good document? No. Ve'in kol chetim ha'shnei edim, ve'kol siman tzirich shnei edim. In other words, he's comparing this case of simanim to a shtar that has, say, four signatures on it. In a shtar that has four signatures, if two edim come along and say, oh, I recognize signature one and two, and to mekayim the signatures, and another aide comes along and says, yeah, I recognize the signatures three and four, it's meaningless. Why? What's well, not meaningless, it's not powerful enough because the two Edim aren't being made on the sum of money and the shtar. They're trying to mekayim signatures. We need to mekayim the simanim, if you like. The signatures say this is a kosher document. So too here, with the simanim on the back on the front, it's not being made the chizuk gedola. The simanim are what we need to use to assert the chizuk gedola, just like we need to two Edim on two signatures. So in order to verify the document. Therefore here, that's why he says divrei hakol in this situation when you've got one aid that says there's two siman on the back, one aid, two siman on the front, there wouldn't be, everyone agrees it's nothing, because you need two aidim on two of the simanim, just like two signatures to verify. Okay, let's continue. Rav Chanan says, Shamala min shnei, he looks at all the same type of aid shnei chazaka. Shnei chazaka is the same type of thing. When someone is witnessing the person, Sheikh Hazak, if you remember, if someone is witnessed being in a field for 3 years, working the land, and then his ownership is contested. We say that, well, he's been there for so long, and if he claims he purchased it, he's not expected to now present the documents. Okay, of purchase. We learned it back in Saturday and blah, blah, blah. However, so the same type of thing is here. If you got one person testified, you got one witness that says that he, I saw him there in the first, second, third year, say, of the Semitic cycle. And says, yeah, I saw him in that land for Revi Chamishit Shishit. Is that good enough? Absolutely not. Because again, they're not ma'id on a field in Baalot, they're trying to ma'id on a siman, an indication. And you don't have two witnesses on a consistent siman. So the ain kol chazaka tzricha shnei edim. Ah, so too each kol siman tzricha shnei edim. Okay, yafe. Let's now learn the next Mishnah. Mishnah bet the halacha bet shvuat edut ketzad. So let's understand the shvuat edut. Amar la'edim, they said to witnesses, bo ve'edim, come and testify. And they say shvuat ein anu edim lachaedut. We don't know what you're talking about. And they make a and they swear that. Or sha'amru ein anu edim. We don't know anything you're talking about. And they said mashpia ani. Do you swear to me? Aleichem, mashpia aleichem, and so va'amra amen. I said yes, we do. Then chayavim. So that's mishpiat smol and mishpia chirim. Mishpia aleichem chamisha pamim. What if he makes him swear outside beitin 5 times? Chutz lebeitin, ubaul lebeitin, they come to beitin v'hodu, and then and we come to beitin and said actually yeah we know everything. Is he chayav? No, of course he's patur because they can change it outside. Okay. However, kafru if they maintain their denial in front of beitin now. Then chayiv for every single one of the shvuot, because each of them are shvuot edut. However, but it's and it only sticks if it's only when if it like sticks in place that the shvuot edut sticks by. In other words, once they come to Beit and they deny it, well, they've put their position in concrete now. Let's say he makes them swear 5 times in front of Beit Din. The kafru when they deny every single time, we say chayiv alacha. He's only chayiv once. Why? Because the first denial. You can't deny after that, really. So therefore, once you're baiting, therefore it sticks. So Amar Rav Shimon Ma Tam, why the reason? Okay, let's do a bit of the Gemara. Shvuat Eidu Ketzad. It says Nefesh by Shvuat Eidu and also Nefesh by Shvuat Pikadon. Let's go back to Pikadon. So we're learning one from the other. Malahalan Mepiatzmo, just by Shvuat Pikadon, we learn someone's voluntarily making the Shvuah. Afkan also mipiatzmo. That's why we learned by shvuat edut can also be if someone is volunteers and not just if he is mushba mipiachirim. And ma kan mipiachirim, just like in our case mipiachirim. So to there also by shvuat pikadon can also be alidei achirim. So in other words, we're learning one from the other. Rebbe Meir is darash gzeira shava ha'amurba ma mipiatzmo shnemaran chutz lebeitin, just as there mipiatzmo. Just as when it came to Shvuah Pikkudim, it's done outside of Beit Din. Af mipiatzmo, so to here, when it's done mipiatzmo, it can also be chutz lebeitin. Now, this is where it gets, we're a bit over time, so I'll just leave it sort of high level. But this relates to the classic debate between when a gzeira shavah, do you do don mina mina? Or don oki ba'atra, which means when you do a gzera shava, do you pull the entire context across? So when it comes to shvuat edut, Remeir says, well, if we're learning it from the fact that it can be mipi atzmo from shvuat pikadon, don't just learn mipi atzmo, learn the whole context, because that's happening also everything outside Beit Din. So you can be chayev even outside Beit Din mipi atzmo. However, Rabbanan darshe gzera shava ha'amru ba. No, he says only learn what you're pulling across, which is mipi atzmo, but not the entire picture, the entire context. So therefore, ma mipi atzmo, ma mipi achrim, only pi achrim, shenemar kan bebeit din, af kan mipi achrim, shenemar la'alan bebeit din. So therefore, also, it would only be, if you like, in front of Beit Din. Read the commentary just to finish it off. It says, "Hachibur Rabbanan tzava." That's it. You can't change our local context completely. You can only be chayev in Beitin. As I explained, va'oki ba'atra. Okay, seder. Kol tov. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day.